My Dad's Kilt Went to China, Episode 5, Superman. On my final day in Tianjin, there was the morning ritual at breakfast of comparing insomnia stories. What time were you awake in the middle of the night? And yet again, nothing moves in Tianjin at 1, 2 or even 3 in the morning. The streets are completely dead. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, our translators, all of them tending to be under the age of 30, gave themselves English names. These English names were chosen based on a famous actor or a person that perhaps embodied the qualities that that young person would aspire to. And I was told that young Chinese people choose English names because of our inability to pronounce their Chinese names properly. Some examples I have seen around include the name Superman, the name Bambi, and the name Gaga, or even Rambo. But the ones I met were called Alan, named after Alan Turing, the famous mathematician, Nancy, named after Nancy Reagan, Alice, and Mia. Mia chose her name because her Chinese name is Mao, and Mia is a famous actress that sounds roughly like her name. All of these people were chosen because they had positive attributes, and I guess it's a mark of respect to the visitors that they use these names, and an indication of the hospitality and the friendship. Got me thinking, though, that maybe we should think of Chinese names for ourselves. Why should they change to be English? And there's more about that in the next podcast. Queuing up in the freezing cold outside Tianjin Railway Station, I could hear announcements which I think were announcing the imminent security checks, yet again the baggage x-rays and the metal detecting wands. And yet again, no one was stopped. No one was stopped. No one had their bags opened, despite the fact everyone put them through the x-ray machine. It was a lovely relief to get out from the cold back into the inside of Tianjin Station, which is enormous, very modern, and the floors were covered with lots of people with massive bags, either sitting on them or sleeping on them, and the sounds of their voices echoing around the building.
Dear passengers, carriage 4 is the dining car. We prepare Tianjin flavor food, snacks, beverage, and travel.
With my colleagues, I got the express bullet train from Tianjin to Beijing, my first time ever on a fast train. I come from the UK, after all. The bullet train travels at 350 kilometers per hour, which is about 205 miles per hour. And the journey took about 30 minutes. I was very impressed with how quiet it was, and it was a shame that it was dark to get a visual feel for just how fast we were going. Emerging in Beijing Station, again, very modern, very clean, very shiny, dangerous of slipping again, and I queued up with my colleagues and got a taxi to my hotel. Desperate for something to eat, I'm afraid I admit to you, dear listeners, that I went for a KFC. It was late at night, I was hungry, I wanted something quick and hot in my stomach. Queuing up in the KFC, the staff quickly realised I hadn't a clue what was going on, and so they gave me a laminated card with photographs on it. Unfortunately, the text was still in Chinese, and so when they said something to me as I was standing at the till, I had no idea what they were saying. They repeated it twice more. And then a young gentleman on the till next to me turned round and said, in English, they want to know if it's spicy or not spicy. Again, it made me feel how alien and how out of place I was in this vast country. The KFC was inside the Phoenix shopping mall, and again, there were many Western-style brand labels, gloriously shiny and interesting-looking shops, all of them selling very expensive items. People are supposed to be very poor, but obviously there are people who are extremely rich. In my first podcast, I talked about the road trip where we saw 4x4s of BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and I learned recently that of all the Volkswagen Passats that are around, the ones that are most prized or most sought after are not the ones that are made in China, but the ones that are made in Europe. I retired to my hotel room in a 30-floor high complex and noticed that there were flats opposite, very, very close to the hotel room, and nobody seems to draw the curtains. And it reminded me that all of the construction I have seen since I arrived in China was of high-rise flats. Very, very high-rise flats. Join me next time for Episode 6, Kidnapped. My Dad's Kilt Went to China is written and presented by Ken Gordon and is a Psychic Scone production.